SOP number 102, we're looking at the Behringer USB podcast studio and asking the question, are you ready for the expo? I'm not.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello and welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your host, Dave Jackson. You can contact me at dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. That would be via email. You can call in your comments toll free, 888-563-3228. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. And today we are going to be talking about the Behringer USB podcast studio. And I'm just going to shut up basically at this point because it's a fairly in-depth review of it and we've got some listener feedback. So thank you very much for tuning in. You can find everything we're talking about today, links to the products, links to the websites, everything's out at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And thank you very much for tuning in. I do appreciate it. And let's get to the review. All right. So what we're going to be talking about right now, if I sound a little different, it's because I've had people ask me time and time again, hey, what about these podcasting packages? You know, what do you think of them? So I contacted the folks over at, and I don't know if it's Behringer or Behringer. I'm going to say Behringer just because, I don't know, just because. And they were nice enough. In fact, they were very nice. I've worked with a lot of companies trying to, you know, evaluate products. And I got to tell you, these guys were top notch, very easy, very friendly, had the paperwork ready, were very quick once I got the paperwork in. It was very, very cool. So kudos to the Behringer company. And I apologize if I'm mispronouncing the name of your company. But so I'm actually using it right now. So what is that? Well, it's the UCA200. It's a USB audio interface and a hardwired USB cable. So basically, well, let's go through it. First of all, I'm using the XM8500 dynamic microphone with a clip holder. So yeah, it comes with a microphone. It comes with a cable. It comes with a little desktop microphone stand. And that is then plugged into the, I believe it's Zenix 502. This is a five-channel studio mixer with a single XLR input. Now, you can do things. You could plug in CD players into this. If you had a quarter-inch microphone or one of those, converters, you could put in quarter-inch as opposed to the, you know, the plugs that have three. But it has one for that, which would be great for me because most of my podcast I have just me and a single microphone. And so what it does is how this system works is you have a line in and a line out. So if I wanted to play CDs through this, I easily could just plug it right into the line in. And then the line out goes into this USB interface. And so you plug the output of the mixing board into the input of the USB. You plug in the USB and literally, in my case at least, on both my laptop and now my desktop, you do nothing. It says, hey, look, you plugged in this USB device. You sit there for another, I don't know, 5-10 seconds, depending on your computer. And it says, I found the driver. It's installed. It's ready to use. And at that point, you are good to go. And now it does come with a CD-ROM with a driver and a manual and everything else. It's got a Podcast Studio quick start guide. But, you know, from what I looked over that, it also has a lot of documentation. So if you're from different countries, their manual is in about 13 different languages, which is kind of nice for that. It's got all the cables. So the RCA cables I just talked about from plugging things into the mixer to the USB cable. You're good to go. And then you've got a set of, what's the model here? Headphones. The HPM 1000 stereo headphones. And what's great about this, they have a mini jack. So it's not like, I've had some headphones where you just unplug the mini jack and it, or you plug in a quarter inch, you know, headphone jack, and then you just pull it off. These screw on and off, and so it makes, in my opinion, for a much better connection. So, what I'm finding here is, first of all, the other coolest thing ever is the packaging that this came in. The box comes with a handle, and I've taken this out and put it back in. Twice now, lugging it from different locations, and I really like that feature. I don't know if it was a big thing, but if you plan on podcasting in different places, it's very easy to and very portable to plug it in, you know, keep your styrofoam and things like that, and then it comes with a handle. The box has a handle. To me, I was just like, that's very cool. because I've been lugging around and things like that. So now, in terms of the mixer, you've just got, I'm going to kind of move this here. You've got a bass control. So I'm going to turn that up here, my bass control. And I'll turn that down. Then you've got a treble control. And to me, yeah, it makes things very clear. But based on the scenario, and that's it. I don't have my usual compressor plugged in, things like that. You know, so I turn this down about, I'm looking at about 2 o'clock here. And then you get your volume controls and things like that. You do have another spot here. So again, if you want to plug something else in, and you've got your headphone volume, your main volume, things like that. The only downside I have found to this is, and we're going to plug in my other system here in a second. We'll do a side-by-side comparison, is A, and they do on their bigger units. I know I have a, I think it's a 12-channel Behringer mixer, and it has an on-off button on their little ones. Because I have, okay, this is the Zenix 502. I usually use the Eurorack 802, which they now have a Zenix, I think, 802. There's no on-off button. So the folks at Behringer, can you give us an on-off button so that every time we go to podcast, we don't have to climb behind the desk and plug it in? You know, especially, granted, I could just unplug it from the mixer and leave it plugged in. It does have a giant, it's not a wall wart. That's another bonus. So if you're worried about it taking up space on a power strip, it doesn't. The what would be the wall wart is in the middle of the cable. And they give you a lot of cable. That's the other cool thing. I was actually podcasting from, I was podcasting from my girlfriend's closet. And obviously there's no plug-in in the closet, so they give me a lot of cord to do that. So that would be my only thing that I was kind of like, eh, I wish they would have added that, was an on-off switch. It does, there's no button on it for phantom power, but I did plug in my microphone, and today, what am I using? I'm using my Audio-Technica 3035, I don't know where my 2020 is back in the closet at my girlfriend's house. And let's do that. I'm going to unplug the mic that comes with it, and this really isn't fair because, again, the 3035 is a $200 microphone, but we'll see what the difference is here. So here we go. You'll hear this. All right, I stand corrected. It does not do phantom power as we do this live testing. There's a edit spot I'll be editing out later. So if you're going to be using a condenser microphone, you're going to need to buy an external power supply. But how does this microphone sound? So let's do this. I've got my current setup with my 3035. You know, that's really not fair. I got to find my Audio-Technica. Hold on a second. All right. So what I'm going to do here is I'm still talking into the podcaster kit. I'm going to unplug this now. Okay. All right. And now what you're hearing, I'm a little loud. Let's turn that down, is my Audio-Technica 2020 microphone. Let me get my pop filter over there. So let's record something. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And this is me back on the microphone, the Audio-Technica. This is back on the Behringer microphone. So there you go. Let's look at the pricing of this just a little bit. If I were to, hold on a second, let me get my pricing up here. I've got cords everywhere. You should see them. If I were to buy these all separately, the mixer would have been $45. The microphone would have been $20. The mic cables for a 6-foot, granted you come with a 3-foot, would have been $12. The patch cable from Radio Shack would have been $20. The mic stand would have been $15. The USB interface would have been $30. And the headphones would have been $17. And that comes to a ripe old $158 total, and you can buy this at Same Day Music for $100. So you're saving $58, and you're getting everything in one package. And as I listen to this back, it really doesn't sound that bad. Now, this again, they have a dynamic microphone that I'm talking into here, and I'm about 7 inches away from it. And if you wanted a kind of all-in-one package with a condenser microphone, that's the one that kind of picks up a little more of the high-end, a little more sensitive. They do have a FireWire version of this, and it also comes with the 802 mixer, so you have multiple XLR inputs. You also have phantom power on that mixer as well. You just need a FireWire input on your computer, where this uses USB. So in general, I don't really see anything. As I listen back to this, I'm going to have to plug in these headphones. Oh, the headphones, by the way, don't sound bad either. Granted, they're $17 headphones. Now, are they going to sound as good as my Equation Audio headphones that I paid, you know, about 10 times? No. But for podcasting, again, it's not, you know, we need good quality, listenable quality. It doesn't have to be pristine audio. You know, content is king and production is queen. So, yeah, if you're looking for something easy to use and, you know, you like the sound of this, by all means, I would say, yeah, this is not a bad deal. And especially for the price. And you don't have to go shopping for cables. Everything's in one. So let's do one more test here again. I'm going to plug. This is the, again, the Behringer microphone. And I'm going to do this live. So there's going to be a little rumbling here. We're going to compare this microphone right now. And I'm going to unplug it live and plug in a Shure SM58. So here we go. Or I think. Come here. And this is a Shure SM58. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. This is a Shure SM58. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. We're back at the Behringer microphone, and I'm sorry for the rumble. I should have tightened this up a bit. So that's there you go, a little mic test. We'll do one more mic test. I'll move this over as we're doing Mary Had a Little Lamb. And last but not least, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. This is the Audio-Technica 2020 microphone. And the only thing that I would mention about, and this isn't a Behringer or Behringer, take your pick, thing, it's a USB thing. If you use any USB interface, I have sitting in front of me an Eterol UA25. And the reason it drives me nuts is because every time I want to record, I have to go, and it's really easy. It's a couple, let's see, if I go into Start, Control Panel, Sound, I have to go to Audio and say, for recording, use this USB interface. And in some cases, and then, like on my laptop, I could hear myself on my computer, but I was having a problem with my desktop hearing myself, so I had to plug the headphones into the mixer. And that's just a USB thing. Now, USB is supposed to be a better recording quality, so here's what we're going to do. This is me. This is my standard recording. Actually, no, it's not. Hold on a second. We'll do this live since we're just playing. All right, I now turned on my compressor and my noise limiter. I'll turn up my volume a little bit more. There we go. So it's a little compressed. And I'm now going to switch this because I'm still going through the USB interface. And I'm now going to switch and tell it to record from a line input. So I'm going to be very... Oh, let me turn up this. If this is your first episode of the School Podcast, I'm usually not this disorganized, but I'm gonna be very quiet here, okay? I'm just going to shut up so you can hear the noise. Okay, this is me being quiet. Seriously, I'm being quiet. Okay, now I'm going to switch to a line input to compare the difference between a USB interface and a non going straight into my sound card. So here we go. This is USB, and this is the line in, so I'm going to be quiet. Seriously, this is me being quiet. And I guess if there's any extra noise, you'd be hearing it now. You do want to keep your microphone away from your monitor. That will definitely pick up a buzz. But this is the line in. All right, end of that comparison. So the cool thing about this with podcasting is the fact that, you know, you can go in and replay this. If I was doing a live test, I'd want to go back and repeat and repeat and repeat. I don't have to do that. You can just go back and listen and rewind and do that whole thing. So a lot of different choices here. And so, again, the pros of this system, number one, you get everything in one spot. I love the box has a handle. I know that sounds silly, but to me, I really thought that was cool. It's very small, takes up very little desk space, and basically doesn't sound too shabby. I'll have to go back and listen again, but from what I've heard so far, not too shabby. Price, $100 for everything, not a big deal. If I could change anything, you know, no phantom power, but by design, it comes with a dynamic microphone, not a condenser, so they don't need phantom power. And it's really designed for the person that's just going to do a single person show. I could plug in another microphone to this if I wanted to. I'd have to have some, you know, a different cable, things like that. But again, you got to think of what it's designed for. If they could, I would love an on-off button. Please, Mr. Behringer, add an on-off button. And other than that, you know, and the fact that you're going to have to play a little bit, probably, with the USB, you have to go into your control panel and adjust your sound. But if you're only recording and you keep this plugged in, you'll never have to change that again. So there you go. That's my review. And I'll have links to this out of the show notes. Again, what am I looking at? Let me look at the box. It's the Behringer Podcast Studio, professional podcast studio bundle with USB interface. And I'll have links to this out in the show notes. I do usually use same-day music for my products, and the reason for that, no tax. Gotta love that, huh? But I'll have a link to that at in the show notes for same-day music, and also Musician's Friend, which is another service I use. All right, and again, I'll have links to everything out at the show notes. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And let's continue on with some listener feedback.
Hello, Dave. This is Brian Mundy of the DemaCast.
Brian!
I was just wondering, I know you're going to the Podcast Expo.
Yes.
So am I, and so I'm sure are a lot of the other listeners of the School of Podcasting.
Excellent.
But I wonder if you've given any thought to us meeting up somewhere, getting together, talking about our shows, seeing you there and discussing things going on. You know, I owe you a lot for all the time that I've listened to all your shows, especially the School of Podcasting. I'd love to be able to buy you your favorite drink, whatever that may be.
Mountain Dew.
So just wondering if you've given it any thought and have some ideas out there. I live only maybe about 15, 20 minutes away from the convention center, so I'm going to be there all the time whenever I need to be. So let us know what you think, unless you think you might be, like, being stalked. Maybe some of us are stalkers and
no.
Trying to hunt you down. No, all
punch
kidding
me
aside,
in the face.
Isn't that an interesting concept?
Yes.
That we out there, we broadcast our shows. We have a lot of people that listen to us on a, you know, weekly basis, have conversations that they listen to from us for hours at a time. It's almost like they know us and they're a friend, yet we don't know them from Adam. Very interesting. Something to talk about, I guess. Well, thank you once again, Dave. Love the show.
Thank you, Brian. And it's very true. I know when I first met Keith and the girl, I think this was at the first Podcast Expo, and I'm just like, oh, dude, you're so cool. And remember the time on that one episode, and the whole time they're thinking, who is this guy? Probably the oddest comment I've ever received was last year somebody came up to me and said, hey, Dave Jackson, School of Podcasting. Wow, you sounded shorter. And I still don't understand how you sound short, but I'm 6'1", so not exactly on the short thing. Here's the thing, and Brian makes a good point. No, Brian, easy for me to say. I know I'm going to the expo. I have checked to make sure I have enough business cards, and I'm getting all my promotional stuff, but other than that, I haven't really thought that far ahead. I've been working on, I'm going to be... I don't know if it's chairing a panel on promoting music with podcasting. So I've kind of been working on that, working with the guys on the panel. And I should set up a time. So I need to check my schedule, find out when I'm getting there, find out what the rest of the schedule is. I don't want to schedule it like during a concert or something like that and just have everybody meet in the lobby of something or something like that. But if nothing else, if you want to meet me at the expo, let me know and send me an email. And, you know, we'll exchange phone numbers or something. I don't know. But I do appreciate it. And Brian had another comment. So, you know, I'll take Brian for 200, Alex.
Hello, Mr. Dave Jackson. This is Brian Mundy, host of the DemaCast. It's an industry podcast based on digital imaging and marketing. And it's an interview type program. And I just thought I'd submit a comment or two or a tip or perhaps even a pet peeve.
Yeah.
Now, the first one I want to toss out at you is perhaps a pet peeve, and maybe we can turn this into a tip for the folks at the School of Podcasting. You know, I would like to call it pod fading.
All right, and Brian sent me an email later saying, well, wait a minute, I didn't mean pod fading. He meant pod pausing. Let's continue.
You know, I listen to a lot of shows, and they come out maybe on a regular week basis, maybe every other week or so, and I listen to them regularly. As a matter of fact, I wait in anticipation of the next show coming out, and all of a sudden that date would hit, and there's no show. Maybe 2 or 3 days later, there's still no show. even up to a week or so, and you're wondering, are they still out there? Are they still broadcasting? Or has the show faded away? Then out of nowhere, almost unannounced, boom, there's the show again with the typical, we're sorry, we've been very, very busy. Now, I know that happens. It's happened to me in my show. I've done 62 shows, and to be honest with you, it's probably such a pet peeve of mine, I've only been two days late with one show. But here's what I did with that one show that was late, and here comes the tip part. That is, that day that it actually was scheduled to come out, I put together a short little, I think it was only a minute long, little explanation that things were a little tough for what have you, and that I was going to be 2 days late with the show. But hang in there, it's coming as soon as I can get it done. Now, for my regular listeners, there it was. There was a show downloading on the day they expected. It also was telling them what day to expect a new show. Now, I know that can't always happen. Again, I know things get really busy. I think about you doing 4 or 5 shows. How insane that must be.
It's actually 7.
But we can all perhaps record a little, I don't know, just a little quick intro or something that says, hey, you know what? I'm really busy. I'm re-primering the Jeep or something. I'll be out next week, or we'll be coming soon. Something to help us know that you're not fading away, that you're not gone for good. Now, my suggestion would be to record something generic enough so you can always have it there sitting, waiting to go, whenever you might need it. Well, once again, that's just one of my pet peeves, and I know we've all been there and we've been behind the gun trying to get our shows out, but if we have a regular scheduled time, like mine, which is once a week, and I'm not going to be able to make it, it sure is nice to let our listeners know to hang in there, it's coming right away.
Absolutely.
Okay, the next one is a marketing tip I have for you, Dave.
All right.
You know, this idea came to me when I drive down the road and I see everywhere these bumper stickers that are referring to my kid is an honor student in da-da-da school, or my kid is student of the month or something like that of da-da-da school. Well, I thought we need to make a bumper sticker for the School of Podcasting. We could put together something that has your logo in whatever phrase. Again, whether it's student of the month or honor roll student or something like that. These could be bumper stickers that you send out to people, perhaps, that contribute to the show, or people that have been members for a long time, or whatever you decide would be the discrepancy in sending these stickers out. Hey, well, here's the great part. I want to help you out with that.
All right.
I'm in the graphics business.
Excellent.
I'll do your first 150 bumper stickers for free.
Beautiful.
We can work on the design together, get something going, and it could be a great perk for those listeners out there and members of the School of Podcasting. Well, Dave, tell me what you think about that. We can get to work on something. Boy, wouldn't it be embarrassing if you really have already done something like that? Well, sorry, I haven't seen it yet, but if you'd like to do it, just let me know. Hey, I got a bunch more comments, but we're already running kind of long here. I'm going to break them up. I want to thank you for letting me make these comments, and love your show. And I've been a member from, I think, about February of 06. All right, Dave, take care and keep on podcasting.
Thank you, Brian. And if you go over to DimaCast, that's DimaCast.com, you want to see a nice, easy-to-read, but yet professional-looking blog, check that out. Good stuff over there at the DimaCast. Well, first of all, Brian, thank you very much for the offer of the bumper stickers. And no, I do not have bumper stickers. Maybe I should have something like, my podcast kicked your blog's ass. Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. But we will have to think about that. And really, that's one of the things that with the expo coming and things like that, that we do have to start planning now. Actually, we should have started planning last month for business cards. And if you're going to have, think about this, you could have sample CDs. You could have a CD with your promo on it. I know it sounds silly because it's a 30-second promo, but you could have a CD go, here's my promo, you know, to give to people. Play my promo when you play it, you know, and maybe have a file. You could have a file on it that says, here, thank you for playing my promo. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. You can contact me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com or call in your comments 888-563-3228. Please let me know when you play this promo. And then the second file would be the promo. And you could have a 30-second, a 60-second, and thus making it, you know, very easy for somebody when they get home to go, man, what did I get from the expo? Well, I've got this, you know, this and that, and you know, a bunch of buttons and a bunch of stickers. Oh, somebody gave me a CD, and they don't have to go to your website to get your promo. That was something I thought, You know, yes, it's a dollar, it's 50 cents for a CD, so, but, you know, you should definitely have your business cards ordered. I use Vistaprint for that. There are other companies as well, but it is time to get ready for the expo. And if you're not ready, you know, now, as in like now, is the time to get ready for that. And that's the problem. When you talk about ideas and things like that, I'm actually recording 7 podcasts now, and I actually just picked up my 8 that I'm doing for a client of mine for Podcast Fast Pass, which is a new consulting kind of arm of the School of Podcasting that I just started that I'm not going to talk about a lot today because we're at the 24-minute mark. But thank you very much, Brian. And we're not going to do a last 5 and 5 today. Keep sending those in, though. I do appreciate those. We have a couple in the can, so if you've sent them in, you're like, hey, didn't play it, it's coming. It's definitely coming, but we are running a little long today. And I want to thank, again, everybody at the Behringer Company, whatever it is, for sending me the podcast toolkit to review. And you can find everything at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're ready to get into podcasting, let me give you a website. Of course, our website, schoolofpodcasting.com, but everything that I do involved in podcasting, you can find at Personal Podcast Coach. So if you want to find out more about podcast clicks or learn to subscribe or podcast fast pass or, you know, planning your podcast.com, all that stuff is over personalpodcastcoach.com. Or if you're ready to get started, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com. You can try it risk-free for 30 days. That's right. If you're on day 20 and you go, eh, this isn't for me, send me an email, refund your money, no worries, no risk at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hey, what's coming up in the future? I'll be doing another product review, but this time for the Zune H4. It's a pretty sweet little box, I gotta say. That's coming up in the future, as well as some interviews and other things. So thank you very much. Stay tuned, stay subscribed. And as always, my email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. My phone number, 888-563-3228. We've got more listener feedback coming in the next episode as well. So keep it rolling in. And until then, class dismissed.